My name is Astrid Chantelose. My home university is Université Blaise Pascal in Clermont-Ferrand, France. My field of study is astroparticle physics. I passed my PhD in 2009 after 4 years of hard work. The title of my thesis is Investigation of the Muon-Induced Background of the Edelweiss II Experiment. And I am the speaker. I want to break the news for you, but we ordinary matter, proton, electron, light, even the Higgs, only contribute to 4% to the universe. The main part is dark energy, 75%, and dark matter, around 25%. My PhD thesis dealt with how to detect this dark matter. I worked on a direct dark matter search experiment called Edelweiss. Edelweiss stands for whatever is French, but it means an experiment to detect WIMP deep underground. The WIMP, the weakly interactive massive particle, is a possible candidate for dark matter, and very literally, the WIMPs interact very weakly with normal, usual, boring, non-dark matter. It's less than one event per kilogram per year, and when interacting with the nucleus of an atom of a detector, it deposits a very small amount of energy. So to have a chance to detect it, you have to get rid of any kind of background signal. Then, first things you do, you go underground to avoid background from cosmic rays. The experiment is buried under the French Alps. You access it from an highway tunnel, and there, right in the middle, there is an access to the lab. You just park and cross the highway with a beautiful reflecting orange jacket as only protection. Down there, in the lab, crystals of germanium are piled up to detect the WIMP. They are lying in a cryogenic device at 20 millikelvin and surrounding by layers of shielding, again against background like natural radioactivity. But the real enemies are muons, very energetic particles that pass through all the mountains and the shieldings. And when they decay close to the detectors, the neutrons produced mimic the signal of a WIMP. So the whole experiment, detectors, cryogeny and layers of shielding are all encapsulating into another detectors, which better the muons. And my work was to make work together the detectors for the WIMPs and the one for the muons, in order to tag all muon-induced events so that in the final analysis, no fake event due to muons shows up. And it works. This PhD thesis has been supported and funded by the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Karlsruhe, Germany.